Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 22nd. We start with breaking news. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has just announced she's been diagnosed with cancer. We'll have more in the 6 p.m. edition. Congress has passed a $1.2 trillion spending package. After four stopgap measures since last September, lawmakers have finally agreed on funding for the rest of the government for the remaining fiscal year, which ends October 1st. The 1,000-plus page package of six bills provides $19.6 billion for Customs and Border Protection and $495 million for additional Border Patrol agents. It also provides nearly $90 billion in discretionary funding for the Department of Homeland Security and increases Department of Defense funding. There was some concern over whether House Republicans would have enough votes to pass the package, but it passed by a vote of 286 to 134, with 112 Republicans and 22 Democrats voting against it. It's now on its way to the Senate, where it'll need swift agreement from all 100 senators in order to pass. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If senators cooperate on a time agreement, if we prioritize working together just as we did 2 weeks ago, I'm optimistic we can succeed.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv this morning to continue to push for, quote, sustained and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken also voiced the United States' position against the planned Israeli military incursion into Rafah, where more than a million people have been forced to take refuge. The meetings were expected to be tense, as Netanyahu has vowed to move ahead with the incursion, even without support from the U.S. Here is Blinken speaking to reporters on the tarmac before taking off.
We share Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, which is responsible for the worst massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. As we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Meanwhile, CIA Director Bill Burns is in Qatar to continue talks on a ceasefire deal with Israeli and Egyptian leaders. Diplomatic efforts have faced a challenge, as Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-proposed UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire and the release of hostages in Gaza. A University of Missouri student who is missing for 2 weeks has been found dead. 22-year-old Riley Strain was on a weekend trip to Nashville, Tennessee, when he was kicked out of a bar on March 8th. He was then unreachable by friends and family, and police searches were unsuccessful. A worker in the area spotted his body in the Cumberland River this morning. Police say there are no signs of foul play and that an autopsy is pending. Spring tends to signal the end of the respiratory virus season, though the last 4 years of COVID-19 have thrown that pattern for a loop. The addition of a novel germ has made this period both longer and even more unpredictable. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been at least 29 million cases of the flu this season and 20,000 deaths. There have been about twice as many deaths from COVID-19 since September, according to provisional data from the CDC. The CDC also found that only about 23% of U.S. adults and 14% of children got the latest COVID-19 vaccine. About half of the U.S. population got their flu shot, which is a decline from recent years. Coming up, CNN surveys voters in two swing states on a Trump-Biden rematch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, welcome back. New CNN polling conducted by SSRS of registered voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan suggests a very close race between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Both candidates got 46% of the vote in Pennsylvania in these surveys. Trump got 50% in Michigan compared to Biden's 42%. Pennsylvania and Michigan flipped from red to blue in the 2020 election. But voters were found to be more dissatisfied than pleased with their candidate options this year. That's all for now. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.